Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Charlie Kirk is dead, shot in cold blood on a university campus in Utah, while doing what he was so passionate about all his life, persuading others through serious but whimsical debate. From the resolute desk of the Oval Office last night, President Trump addressed the nation, delivering a thunderbolt that's sending shockwaves through Washington.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now. My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. From the attack on my life in Butler, Pennsylvania last year, which killed a husband and father, to the attacks on ICE agents, to the vicious murder of a healthcare executive in the streets of New York, to the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and three others, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died, the values of free speech, citizenship, the rule of law, and the patriotic devotion and love of God. Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come. Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close. May God bless his memory, may God watch over his family, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Now, you'll note immediately the key word that Trump just used there, a key term that opens up all kinds of legal possibilities for Trump to crush the left. What did he call what the left is doing, this murderous violence? What word did he use? You heard it. Terrorism. Declaring what the left is doing in our nation terrorism is absolutely essential for Trump to use all means necessary to eradicate it. And that is exactly what he just declared there. He said, "My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that funded and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, our law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our nation." And then he mentioned the assassination attempt on his own life, which killed Corey Comparatore. You mentioned the attacks on ICE agents. You mentioned Luigi Mangione's vicious murder, that healthcare executive that was celebrated by leftists. You mentioned the shooting of House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and pointed out radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many precious lives. Enough is enough. Now, obviously, this is very personal for President Trump. You could hear his voice trembling. He was very close to Charlie. He wasn't just a political ally. He was like family to Trump, and particularly his son, Don Jr. And as you just saw, that grief quickly turned to righteous anger as Trump made a promise that's sending chills through the spineless bodies of his leftist enemies. This speech last night was not just a condolence statement. It was a declaration of war. Trump, in effect, just declared all-out war on what he called the terrorist left. Now, that is certainly the way the ultra-woke freaks that comprise the legacy media are interpreting his words. The left-wing activists disguised as journalists at The Guardian, one of the most gutless, cowardly publications on the planet. They were shocked that Trump had the gall to blame radical leftists on Charlie's shooting. And then they attempted, I kid you not, they attempted to equivocate it. They attempted to correct the president by pointing out that he failed to mention the recent attacks on Democrats, referring to the murder of Melissa Hortman, a Minnesota Democrat lawmaker and her husband, and the shooting of another Democrat state lawmaker and his wife back in June. And just to show you how this works, this is a refrain. Well, what about the Minnesota? What about the Democrats being shot? That's a refrain that's circulating all throughout the legacy media right now, and particularly the left-wing social media. So it's clearly a talking point that's been sent out by Democrat headquarters to be mindlessly repeated by their loyal legacy zombie media echo chambers. There's just one problem, one glaring problem with that talking point. Democrats weren't the only ones targeted in Minnesota. Republicans were targeted as well. And we know next to nothing about the political affiliation of the shooter, since Minnesota doesn't list the partisan identities of voter registrations, other than the shooter had some connection, ironically, with their Democrat governor, the utterly embarrassing Tim Walz. By contrast, we know that the shooter behind the attempted assassination of Steve Scalise was a left-wing loon who watched Rachel Maddow religiously and incessantly posted about Russia collusion. Rich Barris has pointed out that his last post before the shooting said something had to be done to stop the enablers, namely Republicans, of this traitor in the White House. Oh, another way of putting it, Mark Mitchell Rasmussen said it perfectly. Another way of putting it is the people who are calling their political opponents fascists are shooting their political opponents. That's what these pathetic excuses for journalists at The Guardian are deliberately omitting from their dying readership. We know nothing about the perpetrators of violence against one side, but we know plenty about the perpetrators of violence against the other. And it is overtly political. Left-wing terrorists are explicitly and overtly killing their political opponents. But this is the consistent pattern of the corrupt legacy media. Whenever Democrats or leftists are perpetrators of violence, that itself is never the story. You have to get that. Whenever Democrats or leftists are perpetrators of violence, that itself is never the story. By contrast, whenever the right commits violence, that's the story. The right is inherently violent, racist, bigoted. But whenever the left commits violence, you know, like burning down every effing city in the nation in the summer of 2020, The fact that they're leftists is always marginalized and dismissed. Well, that's not what's really going on. What's really going on is the social injustice.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
It's classically known as a double standard. Hypocrisy in a word, and no one's falling for it anymore. Now, we'll talk more about the legacy media in our next videos today, but I want to talk right now about the latest on what the FBI has revealed about Charlie's assassin. The shooter fired a single precision shot from approximately 200 to 400 feet away, striking Charlie in the neck with deadly accuracy. Is it not ironic that this week we've seen two horrific murders involving the throat? We'll have to see what symbolism is in that. So the consensus now is that this shooter was someone with training, someone with skill, with resources. The shot came from an elevated position, likely a roof, demonstrating the kind of tactical planning that, well, frankly, screams professional hit. Now, there is debate on that. I've noticed among law enforcement, some are calling this guy a professional. Others are saying he was definitely proficient, but not necessarily a professional. Regardless, all former and active FBI agents that I'm familiar with are now calling this exactly what it was, a targeted assassination carried out with military precision. The shooter knew exactly where to position himself. He had clearly studied the venue layout and executed what is, at least for now, a clean escape. So what we know is that the assassin demonstrated remarkable skill, penetrating university security, accessing a rooftop position, and firing a single shot with lethal precision before, in effect, vanishing into midair. The fact that someone could execute this level of operation on a college campus while evading massive law enforcement response raises serious questions about who precisely are we dealing with. This was not a spontaneous act of violence. This was calculated political terrorism. So President Trump's response last night, as he made clear, you can be sure, he made clear that what the federal government is going to do is going to be proportionate to precisely this kind of terrorist threat. Again, we appear to not be dealing with spontaneous or mentally ill shooters here. Whether it was actually a professional or instead someone highly proficient, either way, we are dealing with a rather meticulous malevolence that requires the full might of the U.S. national security apparatus to respond to and effectively neutralize. But it's not just the assassin that justifies this kind of national security response. Again, as President Trump pointed out last night, it's the rhetorical posturing of the left, and particularly the way it followed this horrific act. Again, we'll talk more about it later today. But as I'm sure you know, MSNBC's immediate reaction after it was announced that Charlie was shot, their immediate reaction was to double down on left-wing absurdity. You had this commentator, and I choke on using that word commentator, Matthew Dowd. He's a clown. Actually, that's an insult to clowns. But he actually suggested that Charlie may have been shot by some careless MAGA supporter shooting his gun in the air. How does this guy sleep at night? How is that even commentary? I'm a commentator. And commentary is supposed to provide context and analysis and explanation to a situation. What did he just do? Can you imagine this guy? Imagine this guy saying something equivalent if he were a sports commentator, asking why that guy on the baseball diamond is holding that bat in his hand. Does he want to hit somebody or something? That's not commentating. That's juvenile buffoonery. This subhuman, Matthew Dowd, is an utter disgrace to the very civic discourse that Charlie Kirk so beautifully embodied. And the good news, the latest word, is they fired his ass. But that's only after MSNBC released a rather anemic apology for his remarks that, of course, fell completely flat. It backfired entirely. So now it looks like they got rid of him. But this guy, Dowd, he went on, if you could believe it, to actually blame Charlie for getting shot. You know, it's the same old scapegoat shit. Well, you know, if you're always spewing hateful rhetoric, don't be surprised if you provoke hateful responses. Again, the scapegoating here is so blatant, it's so obvious, it's so explicit that MSNBC had no choice but to fire this guy because no one is effing buying this anymore. But of course, that's just par for the course for everyone at MSNBC. And left-wing social media as a whole that openly and overtly celebrated Charlie's killing last night. That response validated every militant word of Trump's furious declaration. The same voices that spent years comparing Charlie Kirk to Nazis couldn't even show basic human decency when he was murdered. So, who are the monsters here? That's, of course, because like we talked about last night in my initial reaction to this horror, the left, when all said and done, you don't have to go much farther than this. When all said and done, the left is made up of psychopaths. And that's not hyperbole. We have a number of studies that show that leftists are mentally unwell. Going back decades. Again, we'll talk more about that throughout the day today in our videos coming up. But last night, the president made it absolutely clear that this administration will not just investigate Charlie's murder. They are coming after the entire ecosystem of organizations and individuals who create the atmosphere that makes such violence inevitable. Trump specifically mentioned going after those who go after our judges, who go after our law enforcement officials, our ICE officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country. The president has ordered American flags flown at half staff through Sunday, an honor typically reserved for heads of state and national heroes. And I think I speak on behalf of all of us when I say that Charlie Kirk earned that recognition through his martyrdom for truth and for freedom. But in the end, Trump's Oval Office address wasn't ultimately about Charlie Kirk. It was about the future of America itself. It's about the fact that Charlie's voice and what he stood for will become bigger and grander than ever before. They killed the messenger, but they awakened to new life the message. And now they face a president who has declared enough is enough. The fight for America's soul has entered a new phase, and it's being fought in Charlie Kirk's name.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.